Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Flying you to over 200 destinations is our business. What you do there is yours.
Paul O'Connell, a travel editor with the Irish Independent, is here to lift the Blue Monday blues by suggesting you book a holiday if you can afford one.
Is it Blue Monday today?
Yeah,
it is. Oh, that's the most depressing day of the year, isn't it?
It's supposed to be. It was invented by a travel company called Sky Travel in 2005. They said they had an equation upon which they based this contention. But of course, it was
presumably to prompt people
to get booking.
All right, well, let's try and flip that. Let's try and talk about happier things.
Not so happy price rises in everywhere.
There's no getting around that. And look, if you can travel outside of the school holidays, you're going to do okay price-wise. If you have to travel during the school holidays, you're going to get hammered. And there's no way around that. You can try booking midweek rather than the peak Saturdays. You may save there. You may save by booking the regional airports. Sometimes you can save by following new routes rather than real tried and trusted flights like Malaga, like Faro as well. But by and large, that's a truism. And this year, given all, you're blue in the face talking about cost of living and inflation, and travel is no different. Ryanair was reinforcing this all the way through last year that its average fares are going to go up single digits. So can't help there.
Yeah, I mean, Ryanair are talking about the average fare will rise from 40 towards 50.
Yeah, as we go.
That's not terribly frightening, 50 euro. But when you get down to booking, as you say, in high season, it's 250, not 50.
And then remember the ancillary revenue as well that we're talking about with bags, with the seat selection, with priority boarding and all the rest of that, as people will well know after last year and getting back into this. But look, despite all of that, I've been calling around a lot since we came back in January. Sentiment is good. People are looking forward to holidays, and tour operators, though of course they would say this, tell me that there's a lot of inquiries and that people are booking early. I guess there's a lot of discounts and sales out there at the moment, but people are perhaps worried that prices will rise a little bit more as the months go on as well.
Okay, and on Blue Monday, even if you're not booking your holiday, check your passport.
Oh,
make sure it's in date.
Sure. Look, if there was one tip I could give you out of this morning, it's that, because June is not the time when you want to be opening that drawer and finding out that one of the kids' passports is out of date. Do it now. Have a quick look and put that, you know, just put that to bed.
Now, let's look at what routes are being added in the major airports.
So last year, and two new news lines for you this morning, Dublin Airport has said it had 28.1 million passengers last year. So that's so close to 2019, so close to normal. It was over 30 million back then. And another report by Avalon, the aircraft lessor, says that global air passenger figures are going to reach pre-pandemic levels by June. So we're very much on track to getting back to where we were. You know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, let's see. But lots of new routes, that means. And as astonished as everybody was by the bounce back in travel last year, the airlines are getting their act together and starting to add new capacity and starting to add new routes. So there's a lot of exciting new stuff going on in travel. For instance, if you're flying out of Dublin, which has by far the most choice, there's going to be a new Aer Lingus flight to Cleveland, Ohio from May. Okay. And they're bringing back that Hartford, Connecticut route in March that they had before the pandemic. Connecticut actually in autumn is a good base for the fall foliage, as they call it. Both Ryanair and Aer Lingus are bringing new routes to Kos in Greece, that's the Greek island, and to Brindisi in Puglia in Italy. It was kind of funny. Aer Lingus announced them just before Christmas, and I'd say 10 days later, Ryanair was out with flights on the same route. So they're going to be going head to head all year.
246A's coming at the same time.
So we'll see. There are two of the new routes, I said. So the prices are looking good at the moment, particularly if you can go outside of peak. And then one or two other interesting ones. Have you ever been to Norway or the fjords in Norway?
Not to the fjords. Been to Oslo.
But yeah. Also a fascinating city in its own right. But there's a new route coming from a Norwegian airline called Widerøe from Dublin to Bergen from April. And Bergen is on the west coast of Norway, considered like a kind of a, let's call it the Norway's Galway and a gateway to the fjords. And yeah. There are these... Oh my God, the prices in Norway are almost as jaw-dropping as the landscape, but definitely one to do as a kind of once-in-a-lifetime trip. And here's another unusual one. El Al, the Israeli airline, has a new service direct from Dublin to Tel Aviv from March 26th.
Just be aware of the security at Tel Aviv Airport.
And it takes time. Yeah, sure. And you're what is the term for it? You're kind of... it begins in Dublin where there's lots of pre-inquiries and all that as you go. But I've never been to Tel Aviv, but I would be very curious to go. So then it's not all about Dublin.
So what if Cork got on offer?
So Cork are back to, they tell me, 86% of their 2019 figures. They've got 45 routes. So that's just to give you a kind of picture of comparison. Mm-hmm. Dublin has around 180, maybe more. But there, and this is an interesting one, Dublin says that it, almost all passengers, 99% of them, go through security in 30 minutes or less now. Yeah. Cork says it's 15 minutes is their average. Okay. And you'll know the parking set up there. You'll know that it's a much smaller terminal, a much smaller tap. And people who enjoy travelling to Cork really love it, but they do have less choice. However, new for the year are La Rochelle in France, Rome in Italy, Seville in Spain, Venice Treviso and East Midlands in the UK. So a couple of nice new ones there. And across the board, Aer Lingus and Ryanair are going to be upping the number of seats on routes like Faro and Malaga.
Two other airports in the West. We've got Ireland West at Knock and we've Shannon Airport. So what's on offer there?
Well, guess for me what time you think it takes to get through security at Knock.
5 minutes.
The average, yeah, you're right. It's the average is between 4 and 6 minutes.
My goodness.
It sounds like some kind of utopian travel scenario from, I don't know, the 1960s or something. But anyway, yes, so it's back. It's also flying high and Ryanair is going to operate its largest ever schedule from Ireland West this year. 16 routes it has. The parking is cheaper. It's super handy. You breeze through and they have a new summer service to Lanzarote, which is by a country mile the most popular Canary Island for Irish holidaymakers. Pat Tuna, or sorry, 250,000 people or more go from Ireland to Lanzarote every year. It's astonishing for the size of Lanzarote, but super popular. And then finally, Shannon. We wondered in the pandemic, would Shannon ever see transatlantic flights again? But it will, as well as the Aer Lingus routes. United is bringing back a flight to Chicago direct from May 26th and also Newark, which, as you know, is the airport just beside New York City.
I remember years ago, the stopover, the controversy, you know, why do we have to stop in Shannon if we're going from New York to Dublin? But now, Dublin being so big, many tourists might decide to start their European adventures in Shannon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Wild Atlantic Way right there. And a lot of business incoming into Ireland is in the West anyway. Think of Kerry, Galway, Sligo, Mayo and so on. So if there's pre-clearance in Shannon and Shannon has the new machines where you don't have to remove your liquids and laptops as you go through. So if you're travelling from even beyond the catchment area and you think about the time you need to leave to get through in Dublin, it might be worth a look.
Yeah, depending on where you live in the country, just might be worth a look.
Absolutely.
And of course, if you're in Galway, the travel time to Shannon is quicker than the travel time to Knock.
Yeah. So it's really like down the road, depending on where you're coming from in the city, I suppose. And there's a couple of new short hauls as well there. A new route with Ryanair. Ryanair is now has the lion's share of the routes out of Shannon, but Napoli in Italy, Porto in Portugal, beautiful city actually, if you've been to Lisbon and you're looking for an alternative. And it's also going to Liverpool and Newcastle, among others.
Very good. All right, now the ferries, if you want to go by sea... Yeah. What's on offer?
So, yeah, you're right there. We tend to think about flights and Ryanair and Aer Lingus when we're thinking about getting away, but loads of people are going on the ferries and the ferries are adding new ships as well, signalling our bounce back. So capacity is jumping up to France. Stena has a new ship adding on its line between Rosslare and Cherbourg, the Stena Vision. So we'll see if that affects prices, but it definitely means an awful lot more seats and car berths. And Brittany Ferries is going to restart start that service it does from Rosslare to Le Havre from March. So that's worth looking at. That was being run as freight only service during COVID. So that's back. But probably the most, the one that's caught our readers' attention the most is the new ferry to Spain. Now, this has been running. It's Brittany Ferry's route. You know Brittany Ferry's goes from Cork to Roscoff, but also from Rosslare to Bilbao. And it's been running that for the last year or so, but it's added a much nicer ship. It's added a ship that has berths for people who are going by bike or by foot before you had to have the car in the cabin. Also has 40, if I remember correctly, around 40 pet-friendly cabins. Okay. So people are interested in bringing their pet to Northern Spain.
Now, it's a long journey.
The downside, I was just about to say that, is you're crossing the Bay of Biscay and the journey takes 29 hours. So have a think about what that means. You're definitely going to spend an overnight. You are, however, going to have a car. This is what the way most people do it. And you know the shambles we had with car hire last year. So you could make a considerable saving on that. And then you open up northern Spain and southern France. It's not just Bilbao. Bilbao is just down the road from San Sebastian, which is just down the road from Santander. Galicia is there. Asturias. You think about, you can walk a few bits of the Camino and so on. It is a beautiful part of the world and somewhere that is not as crowded in summer as
and you'll be well rested by the time you get there.
Well, fingers crossed.
Or seasick.
Sailing and all of that.
Paulo Canila, travel editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us. Someone telling me that New York is very fast to get through security as well. They use so many lanes to get their passengers through. Anyway, Paulo Canila, thank you very much.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Flying you to over 200 destinations is our business. What you do there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.